This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is introducing legislation to impose a national freeze on handgun sales in Canada, responding to an increase in homicides in his country and creating a sharp contrast with the gun debate in the U.S. Trudeau said the ban would apply to buying, selling, transferring, or importing handguns anywhere in Canada. Trudeau said, "We cannot let the guns debate become so polarized that nothing gets done. We cannot let that happen in our country." Trudeau also announced a gun buyback program to offer fair compensation to the owners and businesses affected by a 2020 law banning assault-style firearms in Canada. Trudeau, who's been Canadian Prime Minister since 2015, described the ban on handgun sales as an attempt to cap the market on handguns and to protect bystanders from shooting injuries and death. A wind farm between the tiny Montana towns of Rappeljay and Reed Point is poised to mark a first in Montana, a place where the power of wind will be stored. While wind farms are not new to Montana, the incorporation of batteries is. Last month, Stillwater County approved two phases of a wind farm that will incorporate large batteries for storing energy. The concept is new to Montana and hopes to address what skeptics fault about wind power, that it's inconsistent and unreliable. The batteries offer a way to offset the vagaries of wind by storing excess energy when demand is low and tapping that energy when demand peaks. For Beaver Creek Wind Farms Phases 2 and 3, each project rated at 80 megawatts of power is slated for Northwestern Energy's system via transmission lines roughly 4 miles from the proposed wind farms. Caithness Beaver Creek, the New York company developing the wind farms, estimates the two phases could power nearly 115,000 homes. Daryl Grant, Senior Vice President of Development for Caithness Beaver Creek, refers to the model as a hybrid wind and storage facility. Grant says, "It's a unique utilization of the technologies. It might be new to Montana, but it's not new to the industry. In some places, developers have lassoed the power of the wind using water as a battery. When wind energy exceeds demand, water is pumped into an elevated reservoir. When demand outstrips production, the water is released, flowing down and across turbines and creating hydro energy. The Beaver Creek projects, however, will rely on lithium-ion batteries that will firm up the wind power by smoothing out the highs and lows of the wind so the electricity output is more consistent. The batteries are somewhat like those in an electric car, only on a much larger scale. They'll be stored in containers that occupy about 3 acres of the wind farm. The batteries will provide about 4 hours of storage, so if the batteries are full and the wind stops blowing, the battery power will produce 20 megawatts of power for the duration. Beaver Creek 2 and 3 will employ 175 workers during the year-long construction phase and 16 to 20 permanent on-site workers after completion. The 48 wind turbines of each phase will combine to generate 4.5% of the total renewable energy currently produced in Montana. Two additional phases, Beaver Creek 1 and 4, are planned for the future. With all four phases across 20,000 acres, the wind farms will generate enough renewable energy to power more than 250,000 homes. Lewis and Clark Cavern State Park is offering cavern tour tickets that can be reserved in advance for the 2022 season. Starting June 1st, visitors can reserve tour tickets for Lewis and Clark Caverns from June 4th through September 30th by visiting fwp.mt.gov/stateparks. The website posts tour options, times, and availability throughout the 2022 visitor season. Cavern tours are offered 6 days a week, closed on Tuesdays. Lewis and Clark Cavern State Park is about 15 miles southeast of Whitehall on Montana Highway 2 and features one of the most decorative limestone caverns in the Northwest, filled with spectacular stalactites, stalagmites, columns, and helictites. The park also offers camping, trails to hike or bike, a state-of-the-art visitor center, interpretive displays, an amphitheater, and interpretive events during the summer months. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.